Right, hello. This is episode 8 of The Sociopath
and the Empath.
I'm Aria.
And I'm Emily.
And, yeah, so I never know what to say after that. I'm so confident because I know that, but after that it's like, what were you gonna say?
So we're gonna talk today about how I fell in love with a narcissist.
Hell yeah.
This is going to be painful. This is going to hurt. For anybody listening, a lot of our narcissist survivors that we have here, we all know too well. So there's just so much to go into. This could take for hours. So I'm not going to shorten anything, but I'm going to say some things to see what a sociopath would say. Like, as in, like, would you do something different than a narcissist or not?
Okay.
All right.
You want to, like, write down this shit so you focus yourself?
Yes, right?
Okay. She's going to write down some things. Writing down the words.
When I met my narcissist, I didn't know this at the time till like, what, a year later? When I met my narcissist, she was talking to somebody else, and all I see is a big red flag, but she stopped talking to the other person because her grandpa was dying and she couldn't handle the situation of dealing with that person's grandpa dying.
The grandfather of the other person.
Yes.
Not your person.
Yeah, not me.
Not your narcissist.
Though. Yeah. I'm sorry. Not my narcissist.
Okay.
We'll call her M. We'll actually call her... What are you writing down?
I'm writing down the name so I can remember this.
Okay, we're gonna call her... May. Yeah, we'll call her May.
Okay.
So May basically was talking to this other girl by the time she was talking to me, and she chose me over the other girl for a lot of reasons, but one of them, which is a red flag, is that this other girl grandfather was dying, and she said she couldn't handle the emotional distress that that person was going through. Like, every day, like, she'd be upset about it. But she would then also talk to May about, like, her stuff and how she was doing.
It does kind of get exhausting to listen to other people's constant, like, griping about things.
Griping?
Well, if they're constantly, like, depressed and, like, oh, like, I don't want to do this.
I understand that. But I feel like you should at least, like, give them some empathy. Like, I'm so sorry for you. Is there anything that you're doing to help the situation? And, like, when you're talking to someone, you want to ask so many questions. So I didn't ask...
As you learned through your online dating journey.
No, this is early on. Like, I was just like, okay, I don't really care about the other girl because I basically won.
Okay.
So, I mean, after a year later, I wanted to know because I just wanted to know. Like, in a year, I would hopefully, like, be open about everything, right?
Right.
So, she told me that she couldn't handle it, so she started talking to me. And then she also made, like, comments about her saying, like, oh yeah, I didn't really like her that much. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, well, she always, like, wore, like, gangster stuff and, like, black people stuff. And may I mind you, my narcissist ex, May, was very racist. Like, I couldn't even... Well, when I was looking for an apartment, I was like... I wanted to move, which is, like, basically, like... It's a good place to live, but, like, I couldn't move into, like, a part of Wisconsin that has, like, mixed because she just didn't feel comfortable coming over. She's like, oh, I can't deal with downtown.
What the fuck? That's fucked up. Like, what, you're so fucking great that you're, like, better than them? Like, whatever, you're better than anyone?
Like, another reason is, like, whenever she worked at a drug facility, I can't name the name, but, like, they've been around for years. Okay, fine. I'll throw like a fake one, like Walmart, like pharmacy. That's what she like worked at.
Okay.
And whenever like, not a lot of, other than white people would be there, come and get their, you know, their drugs and everything. And if she did see somebody different color, different nationality, she would be like, oh my god, what do I do? How do I talk to them?
Like, so fucked.
It's like, so wait, you said a couple things were fucked. So why do you see it differently?
Because I'm not racist. I see everybody as equally fucking annoying.
Are you just saying that? Are you, for the podcast, are you really...
No, I'm serious. Are you serious? I don't have anything against anyone, like, okay. for that reason. If somebody annoys me, I don't give a fuck what you look like. You're annoying, you know? But if someone's cool to talk to and they're a good person, I can have a good conversation with them. I fucking hooked up with... You know who I've hooked up with.
Oh, that is right. Yeah. I didn't think about that one for a second.
Yeah, so I don't discriminate.
But she did.
Yeah,
wow.
That's fucked.
But, like, no, so, like, she just thought, like, she was, like, better than, like, a lot of people. For, like, where she lived was, like, basically there was, like, nobody living in color. But I mean, like, even her parents, apparently, this just came from her. But her parents even said, like, oh... Is Emily, like, Hispanic?
Oh, no! Not Hispanic!
These bitches fucking would go to fucking, like, Mexican restaurants. So, if you're gonna...
As long as I get my fucking margarita, I don't care.
If you eat the food, why are you dissing on the race? I don't get it. Like, my god. Anyway. I can't get it. I'm gonna speak for, like, all narcissist survivors. When you look back at this, you have to laugh. Like there's some shit that you're like, god damn it. Why did I deal with this?
Or you've just been hanging out with me for too long.
I feel like I've been more myself than I was, like, with her.
That's good.
But, oh god. So, okay, so far we've gone over, like, if someone's dying, it's, like, you get annoyed, right?
Well, it's not specifically if someone's dying, it's just if someone's constantly complaining and, like, depressed, they're not gonna be a fun person to talk to, so I probably wouldn't.
Right.
It doesn't, like, my first instinct isn't to be like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Like, that's not what comes to mind. I'm like, I don't know what to say to that, because I feel awkward now. That's what I think about.
There.
Right, you pat them with the broomstick from 10 feet away.
There,
child. Need a tissue? Then throw a tissue box at them.
Feelings!
Exactly.
So that was, like, red flags I totally ignored. Another thing is that she was in three previous relationships before me, and they were short-termed, and all of them had something behind them. Looking back on it now, actually thinking about it.
What do you mean?
Okay.
Something behind them.
Like, her first boyfriend was asking her for pics.
She's doing air quotes when she says things that way.
That way. So, and she said that, like, she just, like, had this creepy guy, but her parents wanted her to have a boyfriend, and she thought she could make her do it if she, like, pretended she actually had a boyfriend. And it just got to the point where she couldn't do it anymore, and he was creepy, and he had to leave because he was technically a pedophile.
That's great.
Technically. And then the other one was, she felt connected to her best friend, so she dated her, and apparently never did anything sexually with her, like, ever.
How long were they together?
A year?
That's a long time to do nothing, shit.
Yeah. Now you're making me think. And then, apparently, Erin, the girl that she was seeing, we're gonna give her that name, but, she was, like, talking to other people, so May was like, okay, well, I'm not gonna deal with this, and basically broke up with her, I guess. But then her ex basically broke up with her too. It was like a mutual breakup. Like, but it still ended, like, not as bad as what I'm going through right now. But, like,
What do you think she's gonna tell people about your breakup?
Oh my god, I don't even wanna know.
Because it seems like she played off the other ones, like, they weren't that big of a deal. And she made that guy sound creepy, like a pedophile or whatever, but what if she was the creepy one?
That's true.
She's probably twisting it.
Yeah, she's twisting everything. Well, I'm not gonna get into... Okay, so... I'm not getting into how my relationship ended until after I am done with all legal stuff. Because there's
that
some...
That makes it sound fun, huh?
Yeah, it's a very fun breakup I'm going through right
legal
now.
Legal stuff.
Legal. Ooh. Like, I don't even want to deal with it. I mean... I'm not gonna play the victim. I wasn't perfect.
Right.
Like, I had my flaws. I would get angry. I would tell her I'm not coming home until I'm ready. And she'd be like, please let's talk. We want to come home. And I'm like, I can't. She's like, well, I need to go to bed and the dogs. I'm gonna put the lock. Ooh, I just remember something. She would tell me, like, oh, I'm gonna put the chain on the door if you don't come home. And I'm like... Put the chain on the door, because I'm too angry right now to deal with a situation. I'm going to go drive my car to the point where I'm going to have to put up another full tank of gas, because I'm so angry.
Yeah. It's crazy. She tried to lock you out of your own apartment.
Oh my god, all the time.
Wow.
It's control. Here you are.
I could probably get away with a lot more than I do. Not going to do that, though, guys. It's okay.
Wait, what?
Nothing. I'm just saying I could probably get away with a lot more than I do.
For me?
No, like in my relationship.
Oh. I was just like, are you gonna take my TV?
Yeah, I'm gonna take your TV. I have a key to your house, but I'm gonna take your TV right in front of you, and you're gonna watch.
I was just confused for a sec. But anyway, going off topic, go back on topic. Another thing that she was, like, saying is that, like, after that relationship, she then talked to... She basically got into another relationship to make her ex, her first love, I'm guessing, her best friend, be jealous of her because they were going to go to prom. I'm sorry, they were going to homecoming together.
Okay.
And I kind of thought that was sickening because I was just like, why do you want to make your ex person that you actually love and best friends with jealous of you?
I would. Sometimes I like to make my boyfriend jealous.
Yeah, I get that, but, like, I mean it as, like, okay, I'm dating someone else, I'm gonna throw it in your face.
I don't know, I feel like I would do that. Not gonna lie.
Why?
Because...
I'm gonna get a cup of water and you can explain this to them.
I don't know how to explain that.
Explain it. I'm gonna get a cup of water.
Can you repeat the question first?
Why would you make your boyfriend jealous in front of his face?
Okay, well, sometimes you need the extra attention and to know that they care, and, like, the best way to do that is to make them feel like they're not doing enough, I guess. So it makes them do more.
Or it makes them look at you like, wow, you're a bitch.
That's never happened, though.
I mean...
That's how it looks from the outside, because that's what it is, but that's not how they see it, because they're in a relationship with you, so they can't... They're blind.
I mean, Jealousy can be used in a good way, but if you're doing it just to, piss them off, or I don't know, rekindling that
sometimes it's fun just to stir the pot.
No.
What?
Not that way.
I don't know.
Don't listen to her.
I like to cause trouble sometimes.
Oh! Sometimes? You guys know her track record as I do. I'd be like, sometimes, most of the time. sick. if I could take your phone for one day, I'd be like,
ooh. Yeah, you would, honestly. yeah.
But no, that's what she did. And that was, like, really sick. Like, literally, I'm thinking of, like, all her exes right now. And she's, like, she basically made them sound, like, all bad. Like, I said, well, what did you in? Let's throw out a name for this one, too. What did you and Amy do together? Since you guys only dated for, like, 2 months. And then Amy actually dumped her. but she my narcissist May told me that the reason why Amy dumped her is because she found out that May was gonna dump her.
That's ridiculous.
So,
you're gonna dump me, so I'm gonna dump you first. Bitch. That's fucked.
That's a narcissist.
It's like so childish.
What do you think narcissists are?
Children.
Did you slurp that loud enough so that they hear our homey sounds?
I like having a cup of water by me.
You're so and a coffee ridiculous.
Cup. We should get our own coffee cups with our faces on them.
That's so weird. If I become an A-list celebrity, maybe I'll consider it.
So then I was just kind of, like, caught off guard at this point. I was like, why are you trying to make all these people, you know, jealous of you? Doesn't make any sense to me. But then I just ran with it. We went on a date. I'm gonna talk about our first date. Here we go. So, the first date.
Stick to make sure you know where you're going with it first.
I know.
So you don't just ramble.
Right. No, I don't want to relive it. So, our first date, we meet up. I was extremely nervous. I was cute when I was nervous. I made like a stupid comment like, table for 6 at 2 when it's actually table. table. Sorry. 2 at 6.
Look at, you're getting nervous just talking about it.
Because it was like a good, cute time. But whatever. Back to the facts.
The facts.
Go to the facts. Fuck the feelings.
Yes.
So, on the first date, we kissed. It was great. She didn't really like people seeing us really together, like holding hands or spending time with each other. We're in the mall. Like, it was really weird. Like, when you're on a date with someone, you want to be, like, known to be with them, right?
Right, and you want to show them off.
Right.
Especially if you date them.
Right, so, like, but because we're gay, I thought, like, well, maybe we've got to be secretive a little bit about it. So,
And she made you think that was okay.
Throughout my whole relationship with her.
That's crazy.
You would think by then, like, you would definitely come out and be like, yeah, like, this is my partner. My fiance, like, you would think, like, you would just say that, but whatever. So then moving past the first date and after a couple dates, we had intimacy, sex, and after that, I was kind of like, okay, I got it, I got sex. This girl doesn't really want to show me off to anyone. I remember saying this in my head. I'm like, things are off in this relationship. Like, this doesn't make any sense to me. Like, her parents don't know she's going on dates with me. Her parents don't know about me or anything like that. She wants to be in a relationship with me.
Yeah.
So I thought that was weird. And also, may I mind you, she was 18 in high school and I was 19 out of high school. And so I kind of was just like, okay, I get it a little bit, but at the same time, I'm like, meh.
That's not a huge age difference. You're so ridiculous.
Anyway, so...
I date people like 15 years older than me. Well, okay, sorry, go ahead.
So then she was like, well, are you going to ask me out? I'm like, well, I was thinking about if we go bowling, but you would have to tell your parents that you're going on a date with me or going bowling with my friends. She then was just like, well, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Finally, like, I was in the car, and I kind of felt pressured, and I was like, do you want to be my girlfriend? She said, yes. And so we kissed, and there you go, I got a girlfriend in Starbucks parking lot.
All right, go Starbucks.
Yeah, Starbucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to sponsor Starbucks, we would love it.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be dope.
I just want free coffee.
So then, moving forward, when it came down to... This is probably one of the biggest reasons why she wanted me to be in relationship with her. She said that me and her met in high school.
But you didn't?
To her parents, yes. She told her parents we met in high school. We met on an app.
Wow. I guess nobody wants to say that they met on an app, but still to make up, like...
A big lie like that?
Yeah.
That's a huge lie. Because then her parents were like, "Where? What school did you, like, meet at?
Oh, yeah,
what pep rally? what game?
What,
like,
was the mascot of your football team?"
Basically, they were asking me, and I was just like, what do I say? And she's just like, oh, I'll tell them, don't worry. So I still, like, kind of look back. I'm like, I'm never going to know the story, what she told them. All I know is that what she told them is that we met in high school.
Wow.
They met on an app. And we knew each other for 6 months, not 2 months. Yeah.
She said that you knew each other
for six months.
That's not, like, a huge exaggeration. Well, I guess when it's in the beginning like that, I suppose.
You want dark? It's gonna get darker.
Yeah, bring on the dark.
Strap your seatbelts in, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you narcissist survivors have gone through a lot. So, I mean, you're probably like, oh, here it is. Yep, there it is. So just constant lies in the beginning. I should have just stopped there, but I was just like, well, I'm gonna take her to prom. I always wanted to go to prom, and I wanted to be comfortable going to prom, because I always went to prom as a girl. I mean, I am a girl, may I say that, but, like, I'm not, like, a feminine girl. I'm a masculine woman.
Masculine, independent woman.
I am independent. She left me the apartment.
You took the apartment.
And I'm paying for it.
Fuck yeah.
This is why Arya's like...
And a TV.
I kept the TV. Kept everything. She just stole something very important to me.
Right.
Very. Two important things I cannot discuss. Anyway, going on.
Legal.
Is that what we're gonna say now?
Legal things. Can't talk about ongoing investigations. That makes it sound really cool. Like she killed someone or something.
I mean, I'm probably on the list.
Probably.
I mean, but anyway. Yeah, so she lied about that. We went to prom. She made me buy alcohol. I mean, she made me buy alcohol. I bought $150 worth of alcohol for all these high school students.
Holy shit.
That she never paid me back for, or neither did they.
I thought you were 19. Or was this later?
No, I was still 19. I made other people... Okay. So when you're 18 or 19, I have friends that were over 21 or 21.
Oh, okay.
So they bought the alcohol for
me. I
got
you.
And then I had it back in my car. $150 worth of alcohol is really hard to hide.
What if you got pulled over? I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
This is my mom. She's a little alcoholic.
Oh, man.
I shouldn't joke about that. I shouldn't joke about that.
Okay, moving forward.
So, I bought, like, all this alcohol. And they made it sound like this was going to be a big party. Like, a huge party. And I'm like...
It's like 10 people.
Yeah! And nobody was, everybody was mostly getting high than really drinking.
So you bought all that alcohol.
For nothing.
Did anyone even drink?
Yeah.
Like barely.
Yeah, people were like, oh, I'll give you $10 for like 5 beers. And I'm like, what? And then I was like, okay, but where's this big bash of people?
For real.
Because, like, I remember parties when I was in high school, and and if you want a party,
oh my God,
we'll be partying.
I fucking hated high school parties. Too many people. And the first one I went to, the cops showed up. So we were all hiding in the basement with all the lights off, and we could hear them up there because the girl's house it was at. Like, her mom was still there, she was okay with it, and it was a lot of people, and so she went to the door and tried to tell them they were okay, And there was people that literally booked it out through the woods. Yep. Like, sprinting through the woods in the snow.
That happens.
And, like, we realized, and the cop was going around the freaking house shining a flashlight through the windows. I thought I was so fucking done. And then we realized later that we left a bong outside on the deck.
You fucking idiots.
Where he literally walked up and talked to the person's mom.
That was the last fucking time
I went to a party. Fuck that.
My god.
Yeah. But so, anyway.
Anyway, just... So how many lies are we at right now? You're telling them?
Like, so many. I'm not keeping track.
You should. Get that piece of paper.
It's like the red flags. We just lose count because there's so many. You just drape yourself in a cape of red flags.
Are you looking at my... there's the turtles that you hate.
I don't hate turtles. Why would you say that?
Because remember the straws?
Oh, I fucking hate those fucking paper straws.
Sorry, there's a little turtle.
Don't get me going about the fucking paper
straws. All right.
Can't do it. Freaking crazy people trying to enforce that shit.
Anyway. So, prom comes, it goes. It's great. She tried to have sex with me in front of, like, not in front of, but, like, when all her friends were, like, sleeping on the ground, on the floor. She tried to have sex with me. I'm like, we're not gonna have sex with other people around. She's like, no, it's exciting. I'm like, no!
No, it's not!
Like, other people are gonna wake up. Like,
right.
But then she did mess with me. But anyway, that's beside the point. But everything was just like, when it came down to that, like, boundaries, no. Like, when you say no, it means no.
Right. No means no.
And she still crossed that boundary.
Right.
Now I just realized that's pretty fucked up. Early in a relationship, I didn't want to have sex, but you basically kept pushing it for it to be sex.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up. Most people wouldn't stay in a relationship like that, so...
Yes, I know.
She got lucky.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Such an idiot. Where were you when I needed you?
I told you that she was fucked up, okay? I knew that when I met you.
All right. Tell me. Now I gotta know. How did you know?
Well, you knew that because, like, literally, you'd want to stay late for work or go out with me after work to hang out. And she would bitch at you for, like, an hour on the phone about it. She'd be like, well, I need you at home. I need you to come home. Well, why? Well, I want to spend time with you. Like, what? Like, you were home, like, all the time. And, like, the one time you want to fucking stay out or work late, how are you going to get mad at someone for wanting to work late? That's fucked up. That is fucked up. Like, you're literally making money that's going to pretty much support her. Why is she mad about that? Like, that's so controlling, and it just fucking pissed me off, bro, that she was talking to you that way, like...
I remember that night I put her on speaker, like, I was like, listen to this.
Yeah!
And you were just like, what the fuck?
Dude, for real, that she was fucked up. So that's how I could tell.
Yeah, it wasn't a healthy relationship. That's years later, but no, like, it was just crappy. It was just a crappy relationship. So that was, like, the first couple of lies. I feel like, let me get closer. I feel like with empaths, you really need to, like, notice, truly notice these lies in the beginning.
Right.
You have to. Like, there's... Looking back, I wouldn't get in a relationship right now if they said, we have to tell them we met at a bar 5 months ago. I'll be like,
right.
What? I'll be like, what do you have to hide?
For real.
Like, what's wrong with you? Like, are you scared of your parents?
Red flag.
Well, like, just weird. Absolutely weird. But anyway, going into the relationship, I found out she had a best friend that was... I could tell this motherfucker was in love with her. And it makes me mad that I was so hurt. I will never be in a relationship ever again if I even think the best friend is in love with, like, that. But with the person I'm dating. I'll be like, there's two choices. Me or them. When it comes down to if you can tell that person's in love with you, then you have to do the best thing for them, and that's either shut it down and...
Like, by addressing it or yes. by cutting them out?
No, addressing it.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Shut it down, and if that doesn't work, and you care about me, and you care about not leading that person on, then you need to leave.
Right.
Because that's not right. I know, I wouldn't say, like, ever, like, just, like, cut that person out. That's not right.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. No. That's why I wanted to clarify.
No. Like, just basically tell them, hey, I've been noticing these things. My partners don't notice these things. What's going on? I need to know how you feel. Because, and then they say, like, I'm afraid to tell you. It's like, okay, you like me. You can't, though. I'm unavailable. I will never be available.
Right. That's reasonable.
But, like, with her and this guy, like, I always knew something was going on, and he's very rich.
Her parents... There's another incentive.
Yeah, he's very rich, and, I would try to, like, make more money. This sounds sad. But I would, like, work more hours or work longer hours if she had to work, so then I can make more money, so then if she wanted to go somewhere, I could pay. And I'd be fine with it. That just sounds really pathetic in this point.
No, somebody will appreciate that.
The damaged part of me.
Well, she didn't appreciate it, but that doesn't mean that a normal person wouldn't. You know, that's something that a normal person really would. And the fact that she didn't recognize that that's her own problem.
That's true. This is the nice things in sociopathic say.
Sometimes I can be nice.
Other times you can be very mean.
I don't try to
especially
be.
To the keyboard at work. I still feel so bad for that keyboard.
I get into what I'm saying. What? I couldn't even hear. You were talking to me the whole time, and I couldn't even, like, hear what you were saying. I was too into what I was saying.
Really?
I get so into my messages. If I'm texting something really long or typing something really long, I'm not gonna be able to do both, you know?
Gotcha.
Sometimes I'll pause typing, though, to respond.
Should we end this podcast and then go to the next one about the friends? Oh, I got it. Boundaries with friends and narcissism.
Yeah, we can do that. Let me write that down so we don't forget. We always forget what we talk about.
We always do.
Wait, what did you say? Boundaries?
Boundaries with friends and narcissism. If you guys haven't noticed, like, she does, like, all the editing and everything, and I come up with, like, most of the ideas.
Yeah, she's the idea person. I just do the tech stuff, and I run the page that we have. Even though it seems like it's run by an empath, I know. I'm just that good.
Wait, what is?
Our Instagram.
Oh.
Do you even look at our Instagram?
I do, actually. I like it a lot.
Well, that's good.
I gotta make that Twitter.
I know you do, which I knew that wasn't gonna happen anytime soon.
I have been emotionally unavailable.
Emotionally unavailable, huh? Okay. So, if boundaries with friends and narcissism sounds like something you would be interested, tune in for our next episode, episode 9.
9. Oh, here we go.
I don't know now.
How many languages do you speak?
I speak a little bit of Swedish and a little bit of Spanish. I can read it, like, decently. I can read Swedish really well. I haven't done Spanish since high school, though. That's hard to remember, but I remember a little bit.
Why does everybody say that? Why does everybody say, like, oh, like,
because you're forced to learn it in high school.
Like,
you don't get a choice.
Like, everybody says, like, oh, Spanish, like, I was in level 4 Spanish. I'm like, do you know anything anymore? Not that much. And I'll be like, what?
Well, because if you don't keep up with it, it leaves you. Just like any other type of information.
Mucho frío.
Right. It'd be like, muy frío. Well, yo soy frío.
Yo soy frío. It's so cold.
I am cold. So, if you guys want to learn languages, we can do that one episode. LOL. I'm just kidding. Sorry. That was really weird. Okay, I'm gonna cut this off because I'm starting to get weird.
All right.
Bye.
See ya.